I'm very good. How are you?
1 second, I don't hear you. Now I hear you. How are you, Bruce?
I am well. A little cold, but okay.
Very nice. Sorry that we have a problem with the connection here. Let's see. Muy bien. Give me the fifth string, please. So you made that guitar in Kelly?
Yeah, this is the one I made.
In Kelly? Oh, you are good luthier, eh?
What's that?
You are good builder.
Well, I used to be. I don't do these things anymore.
My God, you're a good builder, good to hear.
It's a hobby. Have you ever heard of Soledad Barrio?
Who?
Soledad Barrio. It's a flamenco company.
Soledad Barrio. The Barrio. Well, I think it sounds a known thing.
Well, at any rate, they came through Lafayette about a week and a half ago.
Ah, a week and a half.
Yeah, so I saw some flamenco.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, and I've got a question. One of the numbers that the guitarist played was Solea por Bulería.
Solea por Bulería, yes.
Yeah, now what does it mean? Well, I know what solia is and bolerias, but when it's por bolerias, what does it mean? Played in the style of?
Yes, it means that the solea is a slow time, right? Bulería is fast time, fast time. And then solea por bulería is in between. It's between solea and bulería.
Okay, so it's mainly the tempo?
It's the tempo. Tempo, and also that the solea, not regular solea, is played here, F, E. You know this?
Right.
It's played here, right?
Mm-hmm.
While the solea por bulería is played por medio, so on A.
Well, A and what? B flat or?
A and B flat. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, like this.
Okay.
And this is to dance, for dancing. There is one exercise I have here, which I can give you, and it's very practical to learn either kind of solea, or bulería, or solea, or the other solea. This one, let me see.
Okay.
This is an interesting thing. You can learn that and practice it. This one, solea music.
I have worked on solea and I have worked on bulería.
You play already some solea. I knew.
A little bit.
I saw some of your. You take lessons in Spain like this and play.
That was too. We worked on there. We worked on solea, bulería, bulería. What else do we do? Granadina.
Let's see this one, this will have muted example. Click there. Click the PDF file.
Okay, click where? Let's see.
On the chat room.
Chat room. Conversation.
Yes, that one. Click there.
There's contacts. online. I don't know what I'm doing here.
Uh-huh.
What am I supposed to be seeing?
Well, when you have the clock there, and then at the right side, there is one round icon. This round icon that says message, right? Hide messages.
Oh, really?
So click there. Click the only really round icon you have, completely circled. Click there, and then it will come. It will show the chat room.
Well, I'm clicking there, and what do I get? Is this a chat room? It's a online update, is what it says, and
that's another icon.
Okay.
Online update. No, it's another one that says hide messages or messages.
Messages.
Because it's to send messages.
Okay.
Did you click
that? I don't think I have that on here.
But did you click the one that says messages?
I don't have one that says messages.
Okay, the one that says chat room or hide message.
No, and I don't have that on.
Okay, tell me which icons you are watching in the screen.
Okay, now you're talking about just over by the clock.
Yes, two icons at the clock.
Now this,
of course, you have the new version, right?
I got XP.
No, the new version of Skype, I mean.
I don't know what version I have, I can tell you.
Go to the right, and anyway, the second icon, from the right to the left, will be a circle.
Well, I've got a circle with a 1 in it, and it says Skype, and it's talking about Skype credit for my mobile. I don't think I want that.
No, it's other round. Other circle there.
Okay, I got call forms, I got directory, yes. I got shop, but I don't think I got that. What will that do for us if I...
What happened is that you have Macintosh, right? You have Macintosh instead of...
Well, Google. Okay. I have what kind of dots?
Well, this one is a round icon that says messages, and that's how we talk from the other lesson each other, remember?
Well, last time you sent me something and it just appeared in my Skype box.
It appeared, and now it should appear too, because I just sent it. Let me see this one. I can send it again to see what happened. Let's see if we send that.
Okay, now something just happened. Click on that. Okay, now I've got something. And slowly our muted example.
That's right.
Okay, now I'm not going to bring this up now because last few times I've tried it, it sort of locked up my machine and then I couldn't do anything. So I'll look at that later.
Okay.
Now, you did send me at one point a muted strum pattern, and it might be this. It was like...
Uh-huh. Well, this one here, Luke, this one here will do like this. This one is ring finger, middle index down, with the thumb resting on 6th string, we play ring finger, middle index down, index up. So, we count like this. 1, 2, 3.
Okay.
Index up. No, look. The first one is like this. 1, 2.
Okay, one. This is 1. Four beats.
2 and 3. So it's 12 beats. 12 beats, but we play 1, 2. Okay, when we do any rasgueo like this, play E minor. Okay, just the beat because that's interesting what we are doing. We make you play very interesting. Play this one.
Let's see. What key are we at? What chord?
A minor chord is okay. To have targeted selections of the strings. So it means we don't play the first and second string, but just the middle range. We play it fourth and third, like this. In two positions, position one, two, and three.
Okay, do that again.
Yes, position one, two, and three.
Depending on which strings get struck.
Yes, that's right. So that's why on that position there you have position one, you will be always prone to play the first and second. While play with position two like this. Position two is this, the thumb this way.
Oh, the thumb is in a different position.
Yes, that's what I am saying. That in position one, we have the thumb like this, like what you have. Then in position two, we have a little bended the knock here, like that. And then position three is resting that second joint. No, like this. Did you see what I am doing?
It looks like you're almost on the...
Like
this. You're resting your thumb knuckle
right
on the sounding board?
Yes, that. Because
and
there...
And
that's
the three?
Then we play... We will play with position two now, anyway. With position two...
Okay.
And then we will play. That's right, that's better. Because we start picking more the mid strings. Every every note we play downward, it's just one note. Look.
Oh, one
yeah,
note.
Yeah, something like this, because that means sound arpeggiato. We have played one note.
Come yet?
Yes, I am writing it.
Oh, okay.
One second. I will bring it here. Thank you. receive them?
I just did. Yes. I got something. Okay. Targeted sections, it says. And there's two
targeted
of them.
Sections, and then in the upper part, there is other three videos.
Oh, and there, yeah. Okay, techniques assessment.
Because there, it could sound like this. Something and basic, the bass notes, because we don't play the first and second there. Do you have the page of Rasgales?
I'm sorry?
Do you have the page of Rasgales printed?
Of one of them. Not of the one you just sent.
No. The one
it's a Bolleria.
I gave you before.
It's this one here. I don't know if you can see that. The Bolleria?
No, the Bolleria, no.
That's the only one I've got.
Okay, then I have to send you the basic page of the
Okay. I'll print it out as soon as the session's over.
So that we can play clearly this one.
Finger and middle finger?
Yes. Yes. Ring finger down, middle down, index down, index up.
Oh, okay. No little finger.
No little finger.
Okay.
Yes.
That's a lot easier.
Okay. That's also what you practice it like this. Remember this thing of the thumb. Because the thumb, if I play here, it will bring me to the trembles. And we need to sound bassier. Thank you. perform this in position 2 always, eh? This one. Like this. So it's not attached the hand to the top, but like this. More separate from here.
Is it about like that?
Yes. But the thing is that the thumb has to have this thing to have the angle.
Mm-hmm.
For playing on the bases.
You understand? Okay, this is position 1 or 2?
No, that's position 1 is this one, the one you played always. Then 2 will be with a little bit bended, not much. And the other is like that. But we will play with the second one.
Okay.
Now, ring finger down, ring finger down, up.
Just 3. Down.
finger and index.
Oh, ring and roll.
Six techniques only.
Alright.
So the last one is top bow, ring finger down, middle finger down together, middle ring finger down, thumb down. Yeah, so.
Let's see.
One, two, three.
Let's see, start with a thumb down or thumb up?
Thumb bow.
Thumb up.
Two, three.
And then thumb down and back up again.
One, two, three.
Let's see.
One.
Let's see.
One, two, and three.
Okay, one, two, three.
One is thumb up.
Thumb up.
Middle ring finger down is two.
Two.
And then thumb down.
Thumb down. Okay.
That's right. Let's see that.
Which strings am I supposed to be striking?
Now, that's the target question, because we have first to play it on the 6th, 5th, 4th and 3rd, and therefore you can practice also with this chord.
Wait, let's see, which chord is that?
Finger 1 on the 7th fret, 5th string. Then finger 3 on the 9th fret.
9th fret.
Fourth string. And finger 4 on the 9th fret, 3rd string.
I'm sorry, the 7th string on the 5th, the 7th fret on the 5th string, the 9th on the 4th string.
And finger 4 on the 9th fret, 3rd string. That one.
Okay, and all play all strings? How many strings?
You can practice.
Okay, how many strings?
There are zero playing just those four strings.
How many?
Just those four strings.
Just those four strings.
Just the mid.
I'm sorry?
This is one string. Same with rasgueo number 3, with rasgueo number 5. So, hold three fingers down in the sound.
I've already forgotten five. I need to see it printed out. Now this is an E minor.
It's E.
It's just E major.
It's neutral. It's not even minor or major. It can be used for both.
Oh.
Because it doesn't have the third, which defines major or minor. It would be. It would be the.
Pretty ambiguous.
That would be major, and this is just an E neutral. It's E.
Mm-hmm.
It's chord of E. But first, we have to play these rasgueos. Just quick, for example, if you play one string, just with the sixth string, that's right. That's very good to get control over the technique, you know, when you do this, you start controlling the hand, then you can add two strings, fifth and sixth. And the target sections video. Then print the page of the rasgueos basics, which is these six techniques we see. Little finger, middle index down, and then going with the thumb up, etc. These four rasgueos with the thumb resting on six string. Checking the targeted videos, how to place the finger in three positions, position 1, 2, and 3. And then print that page of assessment.
Mm-hmm.
And then we will write down the date and the speed at which we are working with the rasgueo.
Okay.
Yes, and that's the way to practice rasgueo, because rasgueo is a practice of technique apart that will enable us to play different styles cleanly, right? Because if we learn this rasgueo, like the very first one I sent you, of Soleá por Bulería or Soleá, will have. If you can see the link as I am sending it, so that you don't have to print it next time. But anyway, no problem. Now we already played nice scenes, and you can print those for the next time.
Okay. Now,
yes.
And I'm still working on the Zapata
Rado.
And now, as far as the tres notas, I'm still working on that, although I'm not progressing very far.
Okay, then we will have to check those things.
Yeah,
also.
We probably ought to go over that next time, too.
Because
I'm having trouble figuring out how to put it all together.
Yes, on the tres notas, you mean?
Yeah, because there's two sections. There's one with the notes and the other with the chord, and I'm not sure how the notes go with the chord.
Aha. Well, or we play the chords or we play the notes.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing. That piece is to be played with another guitar.
Yeah, as a duet.
For the accompaniment. And therefore you have the pista, you have the jam track.
Mm-hmm.
You should have the jam, the MP3 track.
I do.
That has the guitar accompaniment. and then you can play the melodies with the accompaniment, because that one is not to play on one guitar, but the other two are to be played, of course, the Stampateado and also this other thing what we are doing, working with the radios, it will serve you for every piece, for all the
and I'm also working on the scales, the C sharp scale. Yeah.
That's important. We have to write it down.
I've written down one. I'm not sure if I've got to the next level. I'm not even sure that I'm accurate. I wrote down 110 at a quarter note, but I'm not even sure I kept up with it very well.
What you say?
110.
110. Okay. We will check this later for a technique lesson apart, because we have to see one thing: rhythmic, technique, and the repertory. Three things separated.
Okay.
So now last part also rhythmic and technique, because the rasgueos are techniques.
Mm-hmm.
It's important that you check those videos I sent you there.
I will.
Check it right away, and I see you the next time.
Okay. Thanks very much, Ruben.
Thank you, my dear.
See you in 2 weeks.
Thank you.
Adios. Oh, wow.